You are going to listen to Sue talking about her life from gifted student to career woman. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C or D, for each question, 1 to 8. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
I was one of the first children who did an exam which was called the 11 plus. It was a new exam. To me, it was like they had given me a new game to play. Multiple choice questions. I found it easy. I enjoyed doing it. It was fun. Imagine my parents' shock when they got the letter to say that I'd been accepted at a private school. I had done so well in the exam that I had won a scholarship. This meant that my parents didn't have to pay the school fees, no fees at all. It was all a bit of a surprise. So I went from a small working-class environment to a school with, I'd say most of the girls there had a better education. But I found that I was accepted. I got on well with the other girls. And looking back, I realized that the company you keep is very important. Because I wanted to keep up, I tried that little bit harder. And towards the end of my school time, we had some people come to talk about careers. I'd made up my mind, partly because my father was in the Navy, that I wanted to be a naval officer. I went along to my interview with the Navy thinking this was a fantastic idea. I was accepted for the job. But before I even left the building, I had changed my mind. I didn't want to work in the Navy. Then I realized the only options for jobs that I was aware of were working in an office, a shop, or a factory. Nursing was definitely out. People didn't really aspire to anything greater. We weren't really aware that there was anything greater. I chose the option of secretarial school, just a one-year course. I did quite well at that. When finished, I applied for 3 jobs. My favourite of the 3 was to work at Nottingham Castle. The other 2 were the court and an insurance office. The insurance office came in sooner, so I accepted that. And then in the subsequent weeks, I found out I'd also got the other 2, but I stuck with the insurance job. I had only been there 2 or 3 weeks when I was called into the office. I was told that my wages were to be increased because of passing the exams that I had taken at school. As a result of that, after just leaving college, I was earning more than some of the married men. So I worked happily for a year. In that year, my parents decided to emigrate to Australia, and I met my boyfriend, who is now my husband. We emigrated together to Australia. Then it was an entirely different situation because the jobs weren't as plentiful. He decided we should have our own business. We tried running a cleaning business. We had a shop. I didn't do secretarial work again until I turned 58.